LNB's audio diary for the 8th of February, 2023. It is a Wednesday and it's about 3:45 in the afternoon. And I am just on my way to the dump. That's it. Nothing special. Not going into town because, frankly, I don't feel like it. And I got to go in tomorrow anyway. It is a bright day. Some few high clouds, but nothing terrible, and it's actually pretty warm right now. It got cold for about a day or so again, and we actually had a little bit of snow, but nothing much. It was a little more than a dusting, but I wouldn't even say it was an inch, maybe half an inch or so, and most of it melted away as soon as it hit the ground. So the weather has more or less not changed, but things are drying out nonetheless. The road is better than it was, so that's nice. You know, our dirt road here. So let's see, yesterday I published chapter 12 of All He Surveys to the Patreon and chapter 11 to the feed, the RSS feed for Star Drifter. So things are happening, but I have to get out there and do some more recording in the days coming up. So that's just that's where I'm going to be focusing. However, in the meantime, I've also been working on the role-playing game, as I stated before. And I think I have gotten to the point where I have a combat system that I like. One that I like better than what was there before. Again, as I've stated, the next version, 0.05, it'll actually be 0.05.1. But that's going to have some significant changes to the way things to the game, and I'm looking forward to it. But I need to do some more testing on the combat. So to that end, I'm putting it out there that if anybody's interested in working with me on testing the combat system, I'd like to set up a night where at least one other player, one or more players, can get together with me over the internet, and all we do is run combat. That's it, you know. We run combat, we run a scenario, start it over from scratch, and do it again, and do it again, and do it again, just to see what the variables might be. And we'll change up the setting so that things aren't always the same, right? That we get a kind of a variety of situations and see what the combat is going to go like. But, you know, I've been stating for a long time that combat's very deadly in this game. And I wanted a system that reflects that. And I think I've got one now. So we'll see. You know, the idea that you can survive a really dangerous deep action combat, right? Bullets flying everywhere and all. It is possible to survive it, but it's also possible to get severely messed up from it. So I wanted a system that reflects that, and I think I've got one now. So if you are interested, please reach out to me, lostinbronx@gmail.com, lostinbronx@gmail, and we'll figure out a date and time and everything else. I want to try this system and make sure it works. And I want it to be viable, and I want it to work, and I want it to work in context with the rest of the game, right? Because combat is a skill just like every other skill, and I want it to reflect that. But there are some significant, there's no changes in the way combat works compared to the old system, but there are more considerations, more steps involved. And I won't go into the details here, but it's definitely a thing that I want to test out. And I'll be doing my own testing all along at home, just running scenarios. So hold on. Okay, that was the dump. Really simple. I was talking to the dump guy here. And, you know, I just said, how you been? How you doing? And he was like, oh, I'm all right. Had some guy threaten to kick my ass here, you know, or kick my ass the other week. And I was like, here? you know, it's a dump, right? It was here, and he goes, yeah. You know, I just find that so disappointing. You know, granted, you're going to run into assholes, right? And you don't know, I don't know anything about the circumstances, but I can't think of anything that the dump guy is going to tell me that's going to make me, you know, threaten violence against somebody. I mean, it's just, it's a ridiculous thing. So obviously the guy had, well, the guy either had emotional problems or it was a very bad day for him. And, you know, maybe he spent an hour loading up his truck and came to find out that either, well, again, I don't know the circumstances, but he obviously was told something he didn't like, right? I mean, come on. That's just, I don't know. It's a quiet area. We don't run into trouble, right? So when I hear stuff like that, about, you know, and the dump guy, he's an elderly man. Who's going to threaten to beat him up? You know? If it's another elderly man, then he's obviously just got problems. But if it's a younger guy, he also has problems, but they're more serious. I think, anyway. I don't know. I don't know nothing. So anyway, we'll talk, you know, we'll segue from the potential for real violence to the potential for fantasy violence, which I think is where violence should always be left, if at all possible. So yeah, I think the system works. I think it's viable. It is complicated in the sense that there are variables that have to be brought into consideration. Basically, the way armor works is different now, and the way after you take damage, you have to determine where that damage has gone on your body, right? And while it doesn't have an impact on your points that you've taken, the hit points that you've taken, it has an effect on modifiers to you. You get status effect modifiers in the way of situational modifiers from that point forward until you're healed, right? So, like you take damage and consult a table and it tells you where it lands and where it happened, right? And it will also tell you the severity of the damage, and depending on how much damage you took, it can be more severe on this table. And you also, it tells you what kind of status effects or situational modifier status effects that you are getting. So it might be to combat skills, or it might be to all skills, right? If it's the combat skill, it's going to be a problem in the fight, but as soon as you're out, it really won't matter anymore until you're healed. If it's to all skills, that's going to be a problem even after you're out of the fight until you're healed, right? And healing will involve either waiting, you know, and healing up naturally, and that takes a long time. Or you get a medico. Oh, you know, someone uses their medico skill on you, and if they're doing it in the middle of the fight, they have to roll to see if they're successful or not. If not, you're kind of boned, and it really is not going to help you very much. But if you wait till you're out of the fight and everything's calm and you're in a safe place, they don't have to roll at all, and you can then get healed. And if you get even one treatment of medico, even if you aren't healed all the way up, if you get one treatment, all the status effects drop. You won't necessarily get all your points back. You know, again, that's a die roll, but the status effects are all gone. So all the effects from being shot in the arm or the leg or the torso or the head or the neck or whatever, those status effects are gone, even with one medico treatment. Even if it only does 1 point of healing, you know, the concept here is that the treatment that you get, it isn't just like, putting a bandage on a wound. That's part of it, but that's the end part of it. This is the future, and the healing is really advanced. So there's tissue regeneration, there's stimulants, there are this, there are that, and all of these things, you know, might be combined into maybe a single shot or a single application or this or that. It's something that can be done very, very quickly, and the effect is, by our standards today, nearly magical. It's that quick, that fast. But the Medico skill has not really changed at all. So if you are familiar with that, you know there are hard limits on what can be done with Medico, especially in the middle of a crisis. So there's that as well. But all of it, I think, will work together. I believe it works together, and I'd like to try it. So, and if we do anything like that, we'll be rolling up characters from scratch, right? However, rolling up characters has changed as well, but it's changed to make it faster to do, right? It's a faster process, and it won't take up much space. In fact, I'll create a special character sheet that I'll include in the new version of the rules, but it's going to be a smaller sheet. I've created a character sheet so far that fits on the front and back of an index card, a 3x5 index card, and I don't have those printed up, but you know, because I don't really know how to go about doing that, but I have it, and it's all set to go, and I can write it all out if I need to, or you can just use a piece of scrap paper or type it into a text editor, and it would be a very simple thing, right? So, yeah, if there's somebody out there who's interested, if you're listening and you want to try testing this combat system with me, we'll create characters, and, you know, and that should be very quick. Quicker than before, and then we will run them through various combat scenarios. It doesn't matter if you die, you come back for the next, you know, the next round of the scenario, you come back fully healed and we start again, and we'll try it from different angles. I'd like to do combat healing, right? So like you're pinned down, there's somebody else you got to heal up, and in the middle of the firefight, and see how that works out, and can they get back to, you know, can they get back on their feet so they can help you, that sort of stuff, you know. I want to try testing this combat system, because if I get the combat system down, everything else is probably going to work okay, because the rest of it doesn't change much. It hasn't changed much, right? The one major thing about skills that has changed is that there is no longer a default skill. Right, there's no longer a default statistic like intelligence, wisdom, whatever, that you fall back on. Those don't exist anymore, right? You just go with skills, and when you're rolling versus whether something's going to work or not, you're either rolling a skill or you're going to roll a save, and the saves are, you know, are very simple, very, very simple. And character points are simple, and everything else is, it's all simplified when it comes to certain aspects, so I can enhance the complexity of other ones that really matter, you know. And I think combat really matters, you know, when you're in a fight, in a game like this, where you don't have magical resurrection, right? Getting any kind of advantage you can in the fight and finding out how much damage, you know, you're taking, how much damage your armor is protecting you from, it gives you a much better sense of your own mortality in the game. And that's why I think it's a lot of fun to have a game set up where you're discouraged from fighting, because fighting could end up being a really bad scene for you, you know? You can end up pretty messed up. Granted, it's the future, and you can pretty much get healed from anything that doesn't kill you outright. But if you're in the middle of a fight, you can die outright. So, anyway. That's really about it. And I guess that's all we've got, because I am home. So, yeah, that's it. Take care. Talk to you later.